Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss onomatopoeia. So what is onomatopoeia? Onomatopoeia is basically the use of words that resemble or imitate sounds. For example, some sounds are there which reflect the sense. Words such as dongle, moo, pop, zoom, crackle, whiz. So these words reflect the sense also. Sometimes onomatopoeia is also called echoism. Okay, echoism. And onomatopoeia is also applied to words or passages which seem to correspond to or strongly suggest what they denote in any way, be it size, movement, duration, force, and of course sound. In other words, onomatopoeia is not limited to only few words, but we can describe entire paragraphs or phrases or lines as being onomatopoeic. Onomatopoeia is basically a figure of speech. And this figure of speech occurs mostly in poetry or frequently in poetry. For example, if we consider Sylvia Plath's poem Daddy. Okay, there's a famous poem by Sylvia Plath called Daddy, in which the rhythm of the words suggests the movement of a locomotive or a kind of engine. I'll read out the lines. Quote, an engine, chuffing me off like a Jew to Dachau, Auschwitz, Belsen, unquote. Now, there is another example by Alexander Pope in the essay on criticism. I'll read out the lines. Quote, when Ajax strives some rock's vast weight to throw, the line too labors and the words move slow. Not so when swift Camellia scores the plain, flies over the unbending corn and skims along the mane, unquote. So basically what Alexander Pope is trying to do is the sound should seem an echo of the sense. So that sense can be not only limited to sound, but also size, movement, duration, tactile feel, or how it feels. So the sound should seem an echo of the sense. Then another example can be from the poem, Come Down, O Maid. Okay, Come Down, O Maid by Alfred Tennyson. This is the title of the poem. And I'll read out the lines. Quote, the moan of doves in immemorial elms and murmuring of innumerable bees. Unquote. Okay, so the moan of doves in immemorial elms and murmuring of innumerable bees. See, it's talking about doves and elms. Elm is basically a tree. So, doves are sitting on the tree and moaning the way they usually do. And this is compared with the murmuring of innumerable bees. Then we have another example by Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem, which is titled The Brook. Brook is basically a river. So, in this poem, what happens is the river seems to be speaking about how it travels along its course. And I'll read out one stanza in which the river says, I quote, I chatter over stony ways in little sharps and trebles. I bubble into eddying bays. I babble on the pebbles, unquote. So in this stanza, what is happening is these lines are expressing a kind of characteristic of the river that is being portrayed. How the river travels, how it encounters stones and boulders and how it navigates its path, then how it encounters bays, eddying bays. And then finally, it also encounters pebbles the way we have on a beach.
Okay, so when you are preparing onomatopoeia, you should first know the basic definition of what is onomatopoeia. Second, pay attention to the various examples. Because beyond that, there is nothing more in onomatopoeia. And from an exam point of view, applying your knowledge is important. So you should be able to identify onomatopoeia. If there are four or five examples given, you should be able to identify.